If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
She's a consumer watchdog. She is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. Teresa, how are you today? They must be trying to get her fader up. She's on. We're just not hearing her.
Hey, I hear you now. Now we're good. Yeah, I don't think we've talked since you've been back, so welcome back.
Ah, thank you. So I sent a text to my 24-year-old today who eats frozen pizzas and potato chips, and I'm like, hey, stay away from this today until we get it figured out, because it seems to be the root cause is salmonella, and it's, what, dried milk powder or something?
Yeah, that's what it is. So, yeah, what we've got is this company called Utz Quality Foods, but some of these potato chips aren't so quality. But they have recalled 9 different flavors of Zapp's and Dirty, that's the brand, Zapp's and Dirty brand potato chips because of salmonella. And it is this dry milk powder that apparently came from another company. And these are sold nationwide in grocery stores, convenience stores, gas stations, places like that. 7 different flavors. So we've got, or several different flavors, I'm sorry. So like big cheesy, sour cream and onion, salt and vinegar, some ranch. And to your point, I am concerned about where else this dry milk powder might pop up.
Right.
The good news is that there haven't been any complaints of illness yet, but that doesn't mean that there hasn't been anybody who's gotten sick. Because, I mean, most people who get sick from contaminated food, they don't know what the cause was, and they don't seek medical treatment. So,
right,
we can only hope. And we hope that this doesn't pop up on other kinds of foods.
You know, well, I see that Walmart is recalling frozen pizzas, and it seems to be salmonella, and Aldi frozen pizzas again. And they do mention something about that dried milk powder or whatever. So you're right. You always predict this. It's in a bundle of food. And those potato chips, I think those are the ones at Potbelly. And honestly, we had sweet potato dirty chips the other day. I'm like, what are these? I said to the farmer. And the ugly means that they're just, they're not shaped right, I guess. And they were supposed to be organic or a little healthier for you. I don't know. But yeah, I swear, Teresa, every time I talk to you, I'm like, should I just eat anything anymore?
Well, I mean, you know, we all have to eat. And you can't think that the boogeyman is living in your refrigerator or in your pantry. We all have to eat. But go ahead, Lisa. Ask me how food gets contaminated with salmonella.
Please tell me, because this is what I want to know. I thought we had people who inspect this food.
Okay, well, I'm going to read from the government website right now. And it says, quote, salmonella typically enters food through contamination with feces from infected animals or humans, often occurring during production, processing, or preparation, end quote.
Yep.
So the problem is it's so easy, especially with a lot of processed foods, you know, for the cross-contamination. And we see this with foods that don't get cooked. So not that it's okay to have salmonella or listeria or E. coli in, like, chicken and beef and stuff like that. Or even vegetables, maybe you make a stew or something and it gets cooked out. But if we're talking about potato chips and cucumbers and cantaloupe and stuff like that, we don't cook that stuff. And so
right.
If it's there, it's there. And, you know, with salmonella, it's not surprising. It was the 3rd most common cause of recalls last year behind undeclared allergens and listeria. But it's basically dependent on how much you eat. And whether you are in a vulnerable population, if you're really young, really old, or have a compromised immune system.
And honestly, like you said, most people who get salmonella poisoning, they're like, oh my God, I've got the fever, I've got diarrhea, my stomach hurts. They just take a day and drink a lot of liquids and stay in bed or stay close to the bathroom. They don't report it or get tested. And it's not until we start seeing some people die that these things many times are then uncovered, but it looks like they got ahead of it this time, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully that is the case, but we will keep an eye on the pizza and any other things that this dry milk powder ends up in.
Okay, and tell me about Spirit Airlines. I have family members who were supposed to be flying on Friday. Nope, we closed up shop.
Yeah.
Not even anyone to answer the phone.
Yeah, I'll tell you real quick, for all of the food safety coverage that we do, and we do devote a lot of time to this, you can go to PIRG.org/food safety for all kinds of tips and recall announcements and how to keep yourself safe. Anyway, on Spirit, yeah, they closed up shop on Saturday. It seems like most people who had tickets are getting refunds or in the process of getting refunds. And our contention is that even if you've never flown on Spirit, you had no plans to fly on Spirit, you're flying on Delta or American or whatever, this will have an impact on travelers this summer for a couple of reasons. One, flights are going to be fuller, you know, assuming people rebook their flights. And so people need to be prepared for that. It's perhaps more likely that people might get bumped involuntarily from flights because the Spirit people are coming on. So it means that it's more important for you to get to the airport on time. And also, with fuller planes, you might have more chance of your carry-on getting gate-checked. So it's important to put a tracker in there. And then, you know, there are other reasons, but we are seeing airfares go up in price. Part of it's because of the jet fuel increase. But when you take one of the 10 largest airlines out of the equation, there's less competition and fares are likely to go up.
Yeah, they said that it's like throwing a rock in a pond. The ripple effects will hit us all, whether we think they will or not.
For sure.
All right. Tell everybody again where to learn more about food safety and what PIRG has available online.
Sure. It's PIRG.org/food safety. And we have all kinds of resources on there, how to keep your food safe. Once you get it in your home, if you're planning a party, planning a big family meal, how to find out about food recalls. I mean, you guys do a great job of posting them, but, you know, people also need to know an independent way. They can sign up for alerts like through their grocery stores, for example, which is a good idea. And then we have links to all of our past food safety reports.
Always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
You take care.